Every day is a new day. You literally can change the course of your life by you taking responsibility for your life and mm-hmm. deciding that you don't want mm-hmm. to stay in this state or in this country or with this partner or in this position at work or even in this field or in this mm-hmm. school. Like, you can make that choice. And like, the sooner you take responsibility for that and for, you know, any unhappiness yeah. you have, the sooner you can do something about it.
You're listening to the Christoph Lewis Podcast, a podcast where I have conversations with inspirational people. My name is Chris, but my family calls me Christoph. My goal is to have as many conversations as possible with people who have forged their own path by pursuing their dreams, making them a reality, all the while emitting positivity and sharing this knowledge with others. I seek these people out and share this information with you, proving to the world that you can do what makes you happy and do what you want for a living while being a good human being. We'll talk about careers, but we'll also cover any story that inspires. Let's do this while helping each other. Thanks for listening. I'm happy you're here. What's up, my friends? Welcome to the Christoph Lewis Podcast. This is conversation number 87, and I'm absolutely excited and full of gratitude that you're here with me today. I can promise you that I poured my heart and my soul and my mind into these episodes, and so did my guest today. She's the very passionate Ashley Abushi, and she's a great friend of mine. Today, we talked about creating opportunity for yourself. We'll ask ourselves the question, what are you waiting for to start things? We also talked about looking around ourselves in our day-to-day, being full of gratitude for what we have and realizing that there are other people around this world that may or may not have this and practice more gratitude in our lives. We talked about traveling and how important it is to help see other cultures in your life and help give you more perspective to your own life. We talked about being friendly to anybody regardless of any kind of, you know, race, stereotype, anything, and why. And we went even further to talk about how you shouldn't agree with everything we say. You shouldn't agree with everything I say or what she said. I don't want you to agree with everything I say. You agree with some things I say. You can disagree with some things I say. You know, like I always say, pull a little bit from the left, pull a little bit from the right, and then you make your own inference from that. You do your due diligence on those things, and then you formulate your own opinions on all of that. You don't just spout off things that you hear, right? So you may not agree with everything we say, but that's fine. That's what I want. I just want to encourage the conversations amongst people so that you go out there, you do your due diligence, and you have your own conversations, and you don't judge things from the surface, and you look deeper into things. Remember, you can find this conversation, all other contemplations, on christophlewis.com/podcast. You can find me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis. So without further ado, welcome to the Christoph Lewis Podcast.
Thank you. I'm so excited that we finally made it happen.
Yeah, it just felt right because the conversations that we have offline are like exactly the things that I talk about on the podcast all the time. So I was like, I think we both kind of hit us at the same time. I was like, why don't we just like talk about this on the podcast, you know? It's so cool. And I know I talked about it a little bit in the introduction already, but just could you introduce yourself and who you are and what you do?
Hello, my name is Ashley Abushi. Who I was born in the States, but my family is from Puerto Rico, Greece, Palestine, and England. So I'm kind of like,
yeah,
the whole world in one. I play football, I'm an international model, I run operations for a company, and so just a whole ton of different things about me.
Yeah. And that's what's always like intrigued me about you. Like we were just talking a second ago. I think all the things we talked about, I absolutely love. But one of the things that really stands out to me, because I've been fortunate enough to travel around the world, is the fact that every time every time I see Ashley, she is like in a different part of the world. You're like, you're in Greece, you're back in the States, you're in New York City, you're like somewhere else. And I think it's so cool and so just like healthy mentally to be able to experience other cultures, and it just helps out so much for your own personal growth and like just like I said, experiencing the culture. So how do you even like, I've talked to some people that have kind of told me how they do it and how they go and leapfrog around the world, but like what's your incentive to travel? Like why do you do it and how do you manage to do it?
Okay, so being with the backgrounds that I have, each of my grandparents from a different country, it's neat because I got to spend a lot of my summers in Greece with my grandpa. So,
so special.
Initially, like travel was kind of like really important, and he's all about museums. And so we'd like go there and he'd be like, all right, next museum, like we're going to go explore everywhere. And like,
yeah.
So I guess travel, like at a young age, was really important in my, you know, like to my parents and to us. And I didn't appreciate it at first. Like I was always complaining and whining, like a bratty kid. Like, why do we have rusty old cars? And like everybody else has these nice things, and we have like all white walls and the Ibushi house, you know. And it's like I was in high school and still taking the bus at like senior year.
Yeah.
And it was like history class, and we're talking about something like the Parthenon in Greece, and it's like, sure. Wait. I'm the only person that's been there. I'm the only person that's seen that. And it was really interesting.
Yeah.
How I kind of just all of a sudden realized, like, wow, like suddenly these materialistic things aren't as important after all. Right.
Yeah.
So, that was kind of like traveling growing up. And then I was a project manager after college, one of my like many jobs. I was always working, hustling. I had like 2 degrees, but 4 jobs in college.
Jeez.
And one of them, I was like sitting in my office and literally like spinning in my chair. And I'm like, I always wanted to travel to all these places. And just kind of like, I wanted to go to Dubai again. And I like went once to see a friend. I'm like, I want to go to Australia. My friend's living there. And I want to go here. I'm like, why don't I just go, you know? And so it was neat because I had had a conversation like at a photo shoot before, and the photographer's like, why don't you go? And it's just like, oh my God, yeah. Like, why not? Like, what am I waiting for? So I actually wrote an article about it called What Are You Waiting For? And I went on a 10-month trip around the world, and I did couch surfing.
Wow.
Which was amazing in my early 20s. And I went to just all these amazing places. I went to Greece, Turkey, Dubai, Singapore, Australia, New Zealand, Hong Kong, and South Africa in that trip.
Holy crap.
With one suitcase. And it was amazing. Like anywhere I had a layover, I was like, oh yeah, I want to stay. And like for a few days, and I'm like, oh, your third cousin's roommate lives there. Introduce me. Like I was just like making friends with everyone anywhere I could. And I just loved like meeting people.
Yeah, anyways. Yeah.
And it kind of started this amazing experience for me. And I spent like almost a decade, like on and off living all over the world. Like I've lived on 5 continents now.
That's crazy.
Like, networked and like created opportunities for myself and like stayed and kept going back. So like for every year, for like 8 years, I was going to Dubai for 3 weeks to 3 months. And it was just really neat. Just like went out and made it happen.
Yeah. And that's one of the, what you said, a lot of great stuff. But one of the things I latched onto there was you created the opportunities for yourself. And I think it's so funny that you even wrote about like, what are you waiting for? Because a lot of people, and I've talked to a lot of people now, you're graciously guest number 87 already. And it blows my mind. And I've talked to so many people, and the people that I talk to like go out and do things. But in my own life, and like currently, as I'm saying this, there's things in my life that I want to do. And I'm like, I'm thinking as you're saying, and I'm like, well, why am I not doing those things? Like, I want to travel more, then why not? And money is definitely not an issue. Like people will say, well, that's bullshit. And it's not, because you just said it, like there's ways to do it. You can couch surf. You can do things like that.
I did couch surfing, and I'm kind of a germaphobe too. So first when a friend brought it up.
So if you can do it, like.
What? Couch surfing? But it actually was amazing. I met some of the most amazing lifelong friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I stayed in super awesome places anyways. And it was just so cool. Mm-hmm. Like if you want something and you're willing to go after it, everything will work out, you know? And like another thing, it's like, what's the worst that happens? You'll come home, like come back to the city.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So like one thing for me, was like, I didn't have like a bunch of money to go and travel. So what I did was I got like a 0% APR credit card and just got like around the world kind of like, I had a ticket that I worked out with a travel agent, and it was like $5,000 or whatever. And okay, I didn't have $5,000 at the time, but I was like, I'm not going to go out to eat every day, every meal. I'm going to make it work. I'm going to like find opportunities. I'm going to do like one really fun thing in each country and stay with friends if I can, or do this or that. And so it's like, I did like whitewater rafting in New Zealand, like great white shark diving in South Africa, like skydiving in Dubai. It's like, I did all these really cool things, but just like, I didn't do everything. Cause I was like, I'm just going to come back and experience it differently next time,
sure.
Like in a 5-star hotel, in doing a billion things, you know, but just to like have these amazing experiences, like, well, let me just go and do what I can now in my 20s. Yeah. And one thing I talk about in my article, it's like, am I really going to be able to hike Table Mountain in South Africa as easily when I'm like 24 or 65? Like a lot of people wait until they're older, and it's like, well, yeah, go back to South Africa. But like my experience was,
can you
so
do those things?
Because I was in my 20s.
Yeah, absolutely. You're absolutely right. And I want to even go all the way. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, like, anybody can make it happen.
you really can. And it reminds me, two things I want to say. Like, one thing is, it reminds me, if you guys are listening, you go back to conversation number 60 with Mitch and Masha. And they set financial goals, and they set like the length of time that they wanted to go out and travel the world. And they ended up doing it for a year and a half. They did work abroad programs, and they did all of these things, and they extended like 12K out for a year and a half. So if you say, and their initial goal was only 5K for like 6 months. So if you think money's an issue, it's really not an issue. You can figure out a way to do it. I mean, you're going to have to take some hits in some other areas. And also, if you're listening and you're huge on travel, go back to conversation number 50. And another thing you said that was really good is you used to travel all the time as a child, and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm traveling again. Why, you know, you didn't really, or you did take it for granted, and you had like the rusty car, and you said that. And it's funny because I did a lot of my traveling when I was a lot younger too. And I was like between like 5 and 11, and I was old enough to appreciate it, but not as much. And then when you look at it in retrospect, or in your case, you're like, talking about Greece, and you're the only one to have gone to Greece, and you realize, like, I think you can take the example that Ashley gave here and you can apply it to a lot of things in your life. Like, the things that we have, like, I'm in a home right now with a roof over my head, we take it for granted, like AC or whatever it is. And I've talked about it before a lot, but I think sometimes we need to be more present in the moment of like actually realize the things that we have. We're so lucky to have the things that we have. And especially like we're in the United States right now. And I know people are literally listening in like 80 plus countries right now, which is so freaking cool. And I know it's so different. And you and I know very well how different it is in every country. Even other first world countries are so different than America. But what I'm saying is, like, use Ashley's example of like, even like traveling the world is not something everybody gets to do. So whatever it is in your life that you have in your life, like, take a step back, and it's like practicing gratitude. Like, go through the things that you go through. Yeah, exactly. Go through the things that you do have in your life and say them even out loud to yourself, and share it with your family if you're experiencing it together, and be like, I'm grateful for this, this, and this. And then maybe when you start saying it, you'll realize, like, hey, I have these things. And maybe other people don't have those opportunities. You have a job, a car, you're able to travel, or whatever it is. So I think that's extremely important. And I'm really happy you brought that up.
Even like the basic, there's always things to be grateful for, right? So like even the basic things, like having a heart that beats for you. Like, yes. I think I heard it at a Tony Robbins seminar. It's like 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for free. You didn't do anything for it. You didn't have to pay for it. And like, we take that for granted.
We do.
Until we don't have a working heart and we're struggling in the hospital.
Yeah.
And so like, it's the kind of the idea of like, and that's something that, like, I know we'll talk about one of my biggest obstacles, but that was definitely it. But a quote that I love that I wanted to share, it's by Mark Twain. And it's like my favorite quote. It's been like my Facebook background for like 8 years or something like that. But it's travel is fatal to prejudice, bigotry, and narrow-mindedness. And many of our people need it sorely on these accounts. Broad, wholesome, charitable views of men and things cannot be acquired by vegetating in one little corner of the earth all one's lifetime. And it's the idea behind, like, I'm living in Dubai, for example, and it's like the safest place I've, you know, like, for example, that I'll feel like. And from if I'm out really late, like, I'm not worried about who's walking behind me. And I think it's so sad when I come back to the States, for example, or go in other places where people will be talking bad about Muslim people or talking bad about another. And it's like, you've never even met a Muslim person. You've never even had a conversation with one. Like, why are you just spreading all this, like, just really sad, hateful rhetoric? That's just not in any way, like, good for anyone. It's not even based by facts. And it's just really sad, like, when people kind of spew this, you know, just... It's just so sad. And it's like, when you go and you're a minority for the first time, how amazing is that? You know, like, go to Asia, go anywhere where you're a minority and then you can feel
completely new perspective. You're absolutely right. And like, whatever it is, it doesn't have to, it could be, you said Muslim, it could be literally anything that's like different than that. I think a lot of times, you're right. Like, people don't experience it firsthand and they just see, and I'll go even one step further. Like, I was in the military for 9 years, and I know how a lot of people kind of portray that, and that has its own stereotypes as well. And I think I am kind of step out of that stereotype for a lot of things. So what I did see, and why I am saying, is that I was forward deployed in some crazy places sometimes, and I saw with my own eyes the things that were happening there in that country, and it was not, I repeat, it was not what was getting portrayed back on the news. So I just want to say, like, what you're saying here, Ashley, is like very important. Like, I don't care what you agree or don't agree with to a certain point. What all I'm saying is, because I don't expect you to agree with everything I'm saying or what Ashley is saying here. That would be terrible if we all agreed with everything. We wouldn't have our beautiful uniqueness. But at the same time, like, don't take everything for granted just because one person says this or because one person does a terrible thing from, you know, whatever. And there's obviously
bad apples in every community, in every religion, in every culture, in every country, in every state. There's going to be bad apples. You can't just
you know,
blanket statements are so unproductive and they're so not
how crazy would it be for me to have gone on combat deployments to Afghanistan and we fought the people that we fought there, but then look to the children that were running around my vehicle when I was in the city and be like, you're a terrorist too. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes it does happen. I totally get it. But like, you know, like, and that is sad, but I'm just saying, like, I feel like I can definitely comment on that because I lived that life and I saw that. And a lot of the civilians there were victim to their own people. And we experienced the same thing here. Clearly, like, we've been victim of our own people as well. So I do think that's a great point. And I think that's also like, we're kind of wrapping some things together now, like traveling and prejudices that may exist. And I think when you, one of the things you said is when you go to another country, not only are you experiencing another culture, but you are now the minority. Like, I've been to Asia and I've walked around those billions of people and like, I'm just like some tall white dude walking around and I'm like,
right. I went there and I saw above all the shelves in the grocery store, like I don't know what country I was in. And I was like, oh my God, this is so cool.
Yeah.
But also like,
yeah, but one of the special words you said was perspective, and it adds this perspective to you that you're not used to seeing because you're living that your life on a daily basis. It's kind of like driving your rusty car every day and not knowing that you indeed have the incredible ability to travel overseas to wonderful, beautiful, rich, historic countries like Greece. So the things that we experience every day, like I was telling about the house, about the roof, about my job, about even having a podcast and talking to you across the country is like, these are things we should be cognizant of in the moment and realize how incredible this is that we're able to record something and share it with the world. Absolutely great points.
Thanks.
Yeah. I mean, you are just so passionate about so many things, and I am as well. And it's, but it's like, you just can't have passion. You have to have like direction for your passion or else it's just going to be like, who knows what you're going to do. But you're just also so passionate and caring about like helping other people too. You're always, you know, you're always talking about that and everything. I mean, I always like to ask people like, what, it's one thing to want to better yourself and have all this mindset for yourself, but like, what separates people from just wanting to help yourself and have a growth mindset, which is huge, which we both subscribe to, but what separates you from like wanting to step out and actually help apply that to other people and help them see all the things that we've discussed? Like, why do you choose to like help people and have these conversations with people?
So I recently read this book, Millionaire Success Habits, and I like that, by Dean DeGraziosi. I think I recommended it to you.
Yeah.
And he has you kind of do these like seven layers of like your why. And like, because it has been a huge part of my whole life. Like growing up, it was always like, I focused a lot on homelessness and special needs. And then as I got older, I was really like passionate about everything.
Yeah.
And then I started getting passionate about like our foreign policy in the Middle East and the occupation of the Palestinians, like so many things. And I actually like got depressed because I would get so upset about everything, you know, and I'm vegan and I'm doing like, and it's like a very lonely feeling. It's like, don't people care? Like, how is this happening? How did, you know, another black man get killed by a police officer? Like, how are these things happening? And where is everybody? You know, and then everyone just is, not everyone, but a lot of people are just talking about like gossiping and reality TV. And it just, it was so lonely, like such a lonely feeling. And so I did the seven layers of why. I'm like, why do I, you know, like what's something that's really important to me? And it's like, it's so important to me to help people and support people any way I can. I'm always anywhere, always like any situation trying to, how can I help people? And so it stemmed all the way back, like my seven, you know, answers.
Sure.
It's like the answer one reason why. And then it's like, well, why? And then, well, why again? And then it kind of like gets you to this answer that you never really
That's one of the most important questions to ask yourself is why.
Yeah. But it helps to do it a lot of times.
Apparently.
And like keep going deeper. And so I realized it was because I know what it's like to feel lonely, and I don't want anyone else to feel like nobody cares.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess just everyone feeling like somebody cares about them, like, means so much to me. So like, I make it a huge effort to meet and say hi to everyone, from the janitors to, like, I love the same way. The president the same way as this, like, the janitor, like 100 million percent. And that's huge for me. Like, if I'm out with people, or they're going to be rude to someone who's homeless, or rude, like, I just, that's unacceptable. Like, mm-hmm. I can't stand when people talk to other people differently based on who they are or what they can give them, or mm-hmm. like, we're all people. Like,
yeah,
right?
I'm the same exact way. Like, what we give people labels on their jobs or whatever they do, and you can't say hi to them, or you can't. And I'm a huge advocate, like, all the way going back to, like, my first conversation that I ever recorded here, like, somebody was asking, like, well, why did you start this podcast? And I was like, I would walk down the hallway at my work when I was still in the Navy, and I would say, like, hey, how are you doing? And, like, try to genuinely spark up a conversation, like, legitimately ask you how your day is going. And I would just get these, like, in the Navy, it was these, like, typical bullshit responses of, like, oh, I'm having another fine Navy day, or just living the dream. Like, if you're in the military and you're hearing me right now, you know that people say that for whatever your respective service is. And I was just like, you, and even going back to one of the things you said earlier, is like, you have a beating heart, like, you're able to reply to me. And some people will be like, well, maybe you're thinking about that way too deeply, and that's just somebody being saying whatever. But I think it goes, like we were saying, in totality, like, everything we're saying is so wrapped up together. Like, I genuinely want to know how you're doing and how you're feeling, or else I wouldn't be asking you. And regardless of what your title is, in the military, it can be bad because you have those ranks. And I was always telling people, like, I will respect your rank. I mean, I'm in the military. I signed up for this, so I'm going to respect your rank, clearly. But, like, as long as you're respectful, you can pretty much talk to anybody you want.
Business. People get wrapped up in, like, hierarchy. It's like, when there's decisions to be made, or we collaborate on things, I understand. But, like, what about the rest of things, or of life, right? Like, when is your birthday? Happy birthday. Like, it's not hard to make people feel appreciated or like you care.
I think people think it's like, I don't know, and this is definitely just my opinion, but I think people maybe think it's awkward or something that I'm, like, genuinely asking you what's going on. Or, like, I know, for example, at, like, my work, there's a janitor comes in the same day, the same time every single week. And I'm always like, hey, how you doing? And he almost, and it's funny because on the inverse, it's like kind of, it's the other way around. Like, or he kind of thinks it's weird that I'm asking him, like, hey, how's your day going? And I'm, like, trying to strike up a conversation. So I think it's like this, I don't know, it's the word spacing me right now, but we're just so ingrained of, like, these, it's not, I don't want to say.
It's a lot about our culture too. Yeah. And, like, the idea that, like, if we don't like something, like, we have the ability to change it.
Yeah.
Whether it's actions or, and, like, making that more mainstream, right? It's like when people started not eating gluten, it's like, overnight restaurants had options for people.
Yeah.
And so it's the idea of, like, hey, like, every dollar you spend, you're voting for something, whether you support, like, you know, exploiting people in other countries, or whether you support supporting companies that are empowering communities. And so, like, same thing with your actions. It's like, if you're going to make an effort to care and ask somebody, like, how's your day? Like, I'd love to hear about it. Or, you know, like, hey, like, because now I'm new to New York, so, but I still act this way to people, and I get a lot of
you might get some looks in New York. Yeah, that's for sure. Like, especially on the subway, there are some. I'm gonna, like, put a, like, a waiver here real quick. If you're in New York City, and Ashley's learning this really quickly, like, if you say that on the subway, like, probably you might want to be careful who you say it to on the subway. There's some crazy, like, me and Jordan, my wife, and we were in New York City last year on our way to London, and we were on the subway. She had never been on the subway before, and I'm like, she's like, is it as crazy as people say it is? And I'm like, yes. And she's like, there's no way. And then in one subway ride, like, into the city, we saw, like, three crazy people. And, like, when I say crazy people, I just mean, like, not what you would see in, you know, what we quantify as air quotes normal. And it was just funny. So I'm just saying, like, be careful who you talk to in New York.
Yeah, but that also has to do with, like, so many things, right? Like, supporting people with, like, mental illnesses.
Yeah, no, and I'm making light of the situation, clearly, but.
But in general, like, the culture of people, it's, like, weird to them, you know, like, of someone friendly that's new, that's like, hey, want to eat lunch together? And it's like, I just met you. Or, like, is somebody sitting next to you? And it's like, no, I don't mean, like, creepy guys like trying to sit next to me on the train when there's a billion other seats. Like, that's annoying. Like, you're not trying to talk to me.
Yeah.
Plus, for scary guys out there, not okay.
I don't have that problem. Well, first of all, I don't commute like that, but I don't typically have creepy girls come sit next to me. So I'm pretty sure my wife would kick their ass.
Yeah. Or yours. Probably she should do that to you.
She would. Well, I'm in the first time in my life where she's lifting weights after having her child, which is so cool. And I've been like immobile for 4 months and she's definitely stronger than me now. So I got to be careful with the battles I pick.
That is awesome.
Yeah, so I want to like shift a little bit more into you had brought it up a little bit, like obstacles, right? And I kind of want to talk about like what you do and some of the obstacles that you've had maybe in work. And it doesn't just have to be in work. Like, maybe you wanted to travel more and mm-hmm. do more of what you're passionate about, support things that you wanted to support in your life, because I know you're very passionate. Clearly, if somebody's just hearing you for the first time, clearly, oh no, absolutely not. But like, are there any big obstacles that maybe like stand out to you in your life that you maybe even didn't even think that you would be able to overcome, but you did? Or maybe you didn't and you learned something from it?
Okay, so one thing that I realized, I was really just unfulfilled and like mm-hmm. in my life for mm-hmm. a while, because I am so passionate about so many things. And one of my jobs, I was international model and like actor for like 15 years all over the world, which was awesome. But I'm so passionate about so many things. And I just didn't feel like a lot of things were aligning with me. Like, sure. I would turn down jobs if I didn't want to be, you know, like the, like my face is my brand. So mm-hmm. I don't support mm-hmm. this company. I don't want my face or my brand to like be like, I don't want money from them. I don't want to be associated with that. You know, I don't mm-hmm. like what they're doing. And it's not just about like a paycheck for me. And so I was kind of stuck trying to figure out, okay, how can I make an impact, like, and positively inspire and influence people? And, you know, and I just was really struggling with like how I could do that. And so I just got really depressed because I was so passionate about everything,
yeah.
just any suffering of anything, any person, any, like, it just crippling.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. Sorry, not to cut you off, but honestly, I can give you my own example of me with the podcast. I wanted to interview everybody, and everybody just kept on telling me niche down, niche down, niche down. And I have talked about more military people, but I was like, again, selfishly, like, I just wanted to talk to so many people from all over the world. So that completely resonates with me. So I can understand, like, I do.
You just can go wild with it. And so that's when it kind of helped me, like, okay, I got to focus on, like, no, I can't help or go to a protest or mm-hmm. write or do for every cause, right, that I care about. So I'm like, okay, I'll just like do my best mm-hmm. to personally support companies that are empowering communities. Mm-hmm. I'll do my best sure. to eat in a way where I think it's like, yeah. you know, better for the planet and the animals and, you know, like,
yeah.
but I'm not going to go to a protest for everything and I'm not going to do this. And so I kind of had to narrow things down because I was spending so much time focusing on, also like another huge obstacle for me was like, I spent so much time focusing on what I didn't have in my life or, mm-hmm. you know, and then like feeling guilty about it, or it's like, I'm unhappy with this. And like focusing on what was wrong with my relationship or what was wrong with this, and completely losing sight of all that was amazing. And mm-hmm. I had an amazing relationship. I had an amazing, you know, so many amazing things in my yeah. life. And I just kind of lost sight of it in this whirlwind of, you know, getting lost in so many things. So kind of like one thing Tony Robbins says, like, where focus goes, energy flows. And I totally love that saying, because what you focus on, like, that's what's going to keep occurring and happening in your life. So it's like, if you're focusing on all these negative things or all the things that you don't have, that's all you're going to see.
Yeah, you're absolutely
right. But if you're focusing on little things and everything and just trying to be more grateful, like, oh my gosh, like, I woke up and, like my grandma said, she's like, it's a good day above ground, you know, like, every day is a good day, right? So it's just kind of like, when we don't take for granted all the little things that we have that other people don't have, just small, simple things, water. There's kids that literally spend hours every day just to get one bucket of water that they can share with their family before yeah. they go to school.
Yeah.
Like, I never had to worry about that. Like, wow.
Yeah. How insane is it that we're living in the most easy to access world ever. Communication wise, we can know anything about anything with a cell phone right here. Mm-hmm. I'm talking to you right now on Zoom, and I've talked to you when, I think when you were in Greece or a few months ago, and yeah. like just right. But so we know all these things. We have these crazy technologies, but at the same time, I'm so attached to you and everybody listening, but I'm so unattached to some of the things that are happening in the world that I saw in Afghanistan that you talked about here with people getting water, you know, walking and all of those things that you can easily find out, but they're not there typically on the news, right? There's all these other hot topics on the news. So I just find it both interesting, sad, a lot of emotions kind of swell up around it, but that we can be so connected but so disconnected at the same time. And it's kind of interesting to see how you said you were so passionate about so many things and then kind of like do your part in some of the things, like even your daily eating habits or whatever. So do what you can throughout your day. Like I like one of the things Jordan and I have done is we don't use plastic bags from the store anymore, because I'm trying to do the little things I can do, and it may seem silly and simple to somebody, but that's exactly what it is. It is simple, and I fully subscribe to that.
Are the big things. They are. That's the thing. It's like, imagine if we all
And that's what I tell myself. Said, yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Maybe don't use a plastic straw today. Yeah. Like, wow. You know, we were just like, hey, let's not use plastic bags. Like, I was just living in Bali and they like stopped using plastic bags, and it's important to just make these little changes, because when everybody's doing it, like, have you seen, what is it, A Bug's Life?
Yes. Oh, come on. I had a childhood.
So I forgot what it was, but it was like the grasshoppers were just like kind of always coming through and like taking all the things from the ants, and one ant started standing up to them and was trying to create like a revolution of like, hey, we don't need to give them everything. Like, we outnumber them. Like, we can make a big difference. Like, all of us, even though we're smaller, one of us, we have 5 million to one or whatever. And so the grasshopper kind of like talking to the other grasshoppers, like showed them with like acorns kind of like piling all over them. He's like, one ant, yeah, doesn't bother me. He like throws an acorn at one. And he's like, but, and then he like let loose like 1,000 to bury all of them. He's like, that's how many like there are, and that's what they can do if they team up together. And that's what is so disappointing, when whether like in politics or different countries or different communities, when people are constantly trying to divide us, it's because we're not as
don't even
get
me started. Yeah.
You know, but like the idea that like what, like for change, like for positive change, like all we need to do is unite and realize like, hey, we have so much more in common than we do different. Or I want a clean yard too. I want clean water. I want it accessible for everyone. Like, I don't want to, you know, I think like 1/3 of all food produced in the US is wasted. Like, that's ridiculous. Like, millions of people die every year of malnutrition. Millions of people die without water. And here we take it for granted, wasted. And, you know, and so that's one thing like traveling is amazing with, you know, you get to see how one things are affected, right? Like, see how, like, we don't really see all of the pollution that we cause. We don't really see like other countries get the back end, unfortunately, from our wastefulness or from
vice versa, because I've done my research on like the great trash heaps in the oceans, and a lot of times it isn't even America that's doing that. So it's just
like the ocean in general. Like, we all share the ocean, so we should all like, why not all care about, hey, wait a minute, maybe we should plastic. And like, I saw this funny meme, and it was like a lady, like someone buying a fish, and the lady hands him the fish. He's like, oh, can I have a plastic bag? She goes, it's already inside. Like, how sad is that?
It's super
like,
sad. Yeah.
So much that we can work on. And it's neat traveling, because you can see that in Greece. Like, you know, like my grandpa was super, it just amazes me. Like, he would, you know, save soapy water to like in a jar to like wash his tools with, and like compost, and like, you know, little things like turning your sprinklers on like one day of the week, or like having set days, or even cars that have a sticker. It's like, these cars can go this day. It's like, we can all make a difference. Like, it's not difficult.
No, you're absolutely right with that. One of the things that you said that I absolutely love, and I've said, if you've listened to more than a few podcasts, you've probably caught me saying this sometime. It's that I always say, and I post about it a lot because I feel very passionately about it. Speaking about passion is, I don't talk about politics necessarily on the podcast, but I always use the example of politics, and at least America are so left and so right. And I hate seeing that split. And you said it, like, we're on the same damn team. Like, it's the same country. Like, why are we splitting that? So I always say, like, even in this podcast, I said, like, you don't have to agree with everything that Ashley or that I'm saying, nor would I want you to. What I want you to do is listen to the conversation that we're having and then take out what you do like and what you don't like, and then think about why you do like it, and then think about why you don't like it. And then you can apply that to politics. Like me, like somebody, are you Republican or Democrat? Like, neither. I subscribe to some things. Like, some of the times you probably hear a podcast and you'll be like, that dude's so right wing. And sometimes you'll listen to podcasts like, that dude's so left wing. Because great, that's the guy I want to be. I want to pull some things from the left and the right, from the middle, from the up to the down. I want to be well versed, and I want to have done my due diligence on all things that affect me and the people in my country, and more so in the world. Because, like you said, we all share the oceans, and it'd be ludicrous to think that, oh, it's this country's fault, or oh, it's that country's fault. We are, in totality, the fault of many things that happen in here. And so I love that you said, like, we need to come together. And it starts back to one of the things you said even earlier with, like, the little things. Like, just the little things, saying hi to each other and actually meaning it, like, hey, how are you? Doing little things throughout your day, like, we're not using plastic bags, like, whatever things you stand for that you're passionate about, don't take for granted, like, the tiny little things that you do on a daily basis. Because I like thinking about what you said is, if we all do that, think about if everybody did that, what an impact we'd have. All the ants came together and, you know, we fought whatever it was, and we'd have such a bigger impact. And that's why I want to encourage this conversation, is because, okay, maybe somebody enjoyed this conversation. They're like, oh, I've never heard of the left, the right wing, up, down, side to side thing that Chris has said before. And now I'm going to go out there and I'll have a conversation with an open mind, knowing that already that I'm not going to agree with everything that they say. And I just want to encourage that growth. So I love that we're able to get to that in this conversation. It's really cool.
And in general, our conversations, I think, is really awesome, because sure, when you can dialogue, not debate, not argue.
Yeah, like, because you're...
and talk to each other.
Yeah, because there was a hot we're not going to bring it up on this podcast because we're out of time, unfortunately, but I do remember we were talking about a hot topic, and I was like, I genuinely don't know why you feel this way. I can't remember why I said it, but I was like, listen, like, I don't have the balls to say this to anybody else, to ask this question to anybody else, but I know that you're open-minded enough, even though you're very passionate about this. And so what I'm saying, this example is, like, be that person to where you can be very passionate about something, but you aren't, like, intimidating the fact of, like, you can still articulate yourself why you care about that way, and maybe just have a friendly, non-super emotional conversation about it, because you are very, like, this is why, boom, boom, boom. So that's what's so awesome.
And that was really fun for me when you reached out to me and said, like, I don't feel comfortable talking about this to people.
I
really, like, value that you're, like, open-minded and can have, like, dialogue and stuff. And can we talk
for
about
sure.
This?
Yeah.
Like, that means a lot, because I think that's so important. Like, that's how we grow and that's how we learn. Mm-hmm. And we can be open-minded to have conversations with people about things that make us uncomfortable or that we're unsure about or that we're very passionate about, because that's how you learn. Like, let me hear why you think the way you think.
Yeah.
You've had different experiences than I have. I've had different experiences than you have. We're different people, you know?
Exactly. I couldn't agree any more. And I'm just so happy we could finally get around to recording this. I know we tried a couple times, and like I said, I just have always enjoyed my conversation and the topics we had. And I was like, it's about time, we need to do something like this. So I really appreciate it. But if somebody wants to find you on social media or and contact you, maybe talk to you about their own passion, how can they find you?
So I have Instagram and Facebook. So my Instagram is just Ashley Bushi, and my Facebook, I think I'm like the only person in the world with that name. So I get all the emails, like, anything I want with Ashley Bushi. but I wanted to leave with, like, my favorite quote. We'll have to do this again.
Please.
So we can, like,
we didn't even talk about everything we wanted to talk about. Yeah.
I know. So I love this quote, and it's from F. Scott Fitzgerald. And it says, "For what it's worth, it's never too late to be whoever you want to be. I hope you live a life you're proud of. And if you find that you're not, I hope you have the strength to start over." I love that.
Absolutely.
I'm just like, for everyone, like, every day is a new day. And, like, you literally can change the course of your life by you taking responsibility for your life and deciding that you don't want to stay with this, you know, in this state or in this country or with this partner or in this position at work or even in this field or in this school. Like, you can make that choice. And, like, the sooner you take responsibility for that and for, you know, any unhappiness you have, the sooner you can do something about it. I just want people to be more happy and healthy and fulfilled. And We just don't really focus on that. So yeah. That's what I'm doing now. We'll talk more next time.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm all about. I mean, it's the Christoph Lewis podcast, but it's like create your career, right? So I chose create specifically out of all other synonyms because I want to understand that it's like take responsibility, like you said, create it, like actually understand that you have the ability to change your life. You really do. If you think you don't, you probably won't because you've already convinced yourself you don't, but take a step back, like we've said multiple times, and look around, be thankful and great, you know, grateful for what you have, and go out there and create the life you want living. So I'm so happy that you left that with us. So like I said, Ashley, thank you so much. I'm very grateful for your time. I know you're busy doing all your New Yorker things now, so I really appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
All right, see you. Have a good night.
You too.